said Slarty Bartfast. Listen and watch. Night had now fallen on ancient cricket. The only light was coming from the nearby town, from which pleasant convivial sounds were drifting quietly on the breeze. Arthur squatted and felt the informational illusion of the soil and the grass. He ran it through his fingers. The soil seemed heavy and rich, the grass strong. It was hard to avoid the impression that this was a thoroughly delightful place in all respects. The sky was, however, extremely blank, and seemed to Arthur to cast a certain chill over the otherwise idyllic, if currently invisible, landscape. Still, he supposed, it's a question of what you're used to. He felt a tap on his shoulder and looked up. Slarty Bartfast was quietly directing his attention to something down the other side of the hill. He looked and could just see some faint lights dancing and waving and moving slowly in their direction. As they came nearer, sounds became audible too, and soon the dim lights and noises resolved themselves into a small group of people who were walking home across the hill towards the town. They walked quite near the watchers beneath the tree, swinging lanterns which made soft and crazy lights dance among the trees and grass, chattering contentedly, and actually singing a song about how terribly nice everything was, how happy they were, how much they enjoyed working on the farm, and how pleasant it was to be going home to see their wives and children, with a lilting chorus to the effect that the flowers were smelling particularly nice at this time of the year, and that it was a pity the dog had died, seeing as it liked them so much. Arthur could almost imagine Paul McCartney sitting with his feet up by the fire one evening, humming it to Linda, and wondering what to buy with the proceeds, and thinking probably Essex. The masters of cricket, breathed Slarty Bartfast in sepulchral tones. Coming, as it did, so hard upon the heels of his own thoughts about Essex, this remark caused Arthur a moment's confusion. What? He said. The masters of cricket, said Slarty Bartfast again, and if his breathing had been sepulchral before, this time he sounded like someone in Hades with bronchitis. Arthur peered at the group and tried to make sense of what little information he had at his disposal at this point. The people in the group were clearly alien, if only because they seemed a little tall, thin, angular, and almost as pale as to be white, but otherwise they appeared remarkably pleasant. A little whimsical, perhaps. One wouldn't necessarily want to spend a long coach journey with them, but the point was that if they deviated in any way from being good, straightforward people, it was in being perhaps too nice rather than not nice enough. So why all this rasping lung work from Slarty Bartfast, which would seem more appropriate to a radio commercial for one of those nasty films about chainsaw operators taking their work home with them? Then, this cricket angle was a tough one too. He hadn't quite fathomed the connection between what he knew as cricket and what... Slarty Bartfast interrupted his train of thought at this point as if sensing what was going through his mind. The game you know as cricket, he said, and his voice still seemed to be wandering lost in subterranean passages, is just one of those curious freaks of racial memory which can keep images alive in the mind eons after their true significance has been lost in the mists of time. Of all the races in the galaxy, only the English could possibly revive the memory of the most horrific wars ever to sunder the universe and transform it into what I'm afraid is generally regarded as an incomprehensibly dull and pointless game. Rather fond of it myself, he added, but in most people's eyes you have been inadvertently guilty of the most grotesquely bad taste, particularly the bit about the little red ball hitting the wicket. That's very nasty. Said Arthur with a reflective frown to indicate that his cognitive synapses were coping with this as best they could. And these, said Slarty Bartfast, slipping back into crypt guttural and indicating the group of cricket men who had now walked past them, are the ones who started it all. And it will start tonight. Come, we will follow and see why.